If you've ever thought about homeschooling your children, but it just seems so overwhelming and don't know where to start, Shannon Hayes is here to answer all of your questions with the Modern Homeschool Podcast. Class begins now.
Unschooling? What is that? That's not a thing, is it? It can't be a real thing. Wait, what? It's a thing? This was literally my reaction when I first heard the word unschooling. Welcome to the Modern Homeschool Podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Hayes, and today we're going to talk about one of the many options that parents have when homeschooling their children. And yes, it is a thing, and it is called unschooling. Unschooling is informal learning that advocates for a learner-chosen education, meaning the students lead what they're going to learn. Now, maybe you're thinking, wait, what? The student chooses what to learn? That doesn't sound right. Well, the first thing that we have to do when talking about unschooling is to shake off the preconceived ideas that many of us have concerning education or school. I personally grew up going to public school, and I will admit that I had to do a double take. I really did when I first saw the word unschool and heard about this concept. Now, let's think about learning to walk. Let's think about learning to talk, to follow our parents and siblings around the house and mimic their behavior? Is there a curriculum for that? Do parents sit in front of a baby for X amount of hours per day with a book and tell them how to walk? No. Humans naturally desire to learn. It's in all of us from the time that we are born. We may all learn in different ways and at different times, but we all learn. Unschooling students learn through their natural life experiences, including play, household responsibilities, personal interests and curiosity, travel, books, their family, their mentors, and various social interactions. Unschooling encourages exploration of activities that are initiated by the children themselves, believing that the more personal learning is to the child, the more meaningful and well understood and therefore useful it is to the child. If this still sounds like a totally foreign concept to you, let's look at one more common example of interest-led learning that is somehow widely socially acceptable, and that's deciding on and then pursuing a college major. Nobody bats an eye if you say, I'm going to choose to major in marine biology or sociology. That is interest-led learning. If you are mechanical, good with tools, you love cars, you're going to go study auto mechanics. That's interest-led learning, folks. That's unschooling. That is sort of how life goes. You find out what you're good at, you naturally gravitate towards and pursue that. And again, we don't call it unschooling, it's just lifelong learning. So my guest today is actually a longtime friend of mine, and she is a mom of four, and she uses unschooling as one of the many tricks in her homeschool bag. Did you bring your bag with you today?
I guess so.
This is Amber Jones. Welcome, Amber. Tell me about your homeschooling journey.
Well, it started with my middle girl. She was bored in pre-K and kindergarten, which, you know, eventually led to figuring out she was ADHD, which is probably a lot of it. But the unschooling really works for us because she can, you know, choose what she wants to learn, and we can go at her pace with everything.
Right. And it doesn't mean she's not learning anything. She's learning a lot.
She is learning a lot. It really impresses me, and it impresses a lot of people. That's the thing I like about homeschooling, actually, is they kind of live in the world all the time instead of that brick and mortar school setting. So they know really how to interact with everybody, not just peers of their own age.
We've talked about this. I've talked to you're my 11th mom today in here recording, and I've talked to so many of them about the only time that we are segregated by age is in public schools. or private schools, but in that school setting, never am I only going to be allowed to talk to other 42-year-olds today, you know? So it's like being able to actually socialize with the wider range of people, from young children to children your age, to teens, to adults. That really is one of the best benefits of homeschooling. And it's just really funny because you're literally about the 10th or 11th person today that we've had this same conversation. So sample size says it's totally a thing. Homeschoolers are actually socialized, and you own a couple of very smart and very social homeschoolers. So let's talk a little bit more about this unschooling. When did you realize that you were unschooling? Because I don't think you set out and said, hey, I'm going to unschool.
I don't know. That's just kind of how it's what we fell into. When I realized that just sitting down with books and workbooks didn't work. And it was mostly at the beginning because of her attention span. And then with the second one, it was she was learning slower. She was coming to things slower. She talked slower. You know, it took her longer to get there. So for us to all work together, that's just what we did. We did trips to the library and more interest-led stuff, you know, which is what the unschooling is, than sitting down with things and forcing it if they weren't ready for it.
I don't think that I realize that I'm partially unschool. You know, I have some curriculum too. Amber and I were adminning a Facebook group, and I remember asking you, hey, what's your method of homeschooling? And you were like,
everything,
all the things. And then we both were like, I think I kind of unschool too. I think we kind of had that realization, because you can buy all of the canned curriculum, and trust me, my checking account says I've tried, and then it's not going to work for your kid. And so, surprise, they're going to let you know what they're interested in. And with my son, that's currently whales. So we know all about every type of whale, baleen whales, tooth whales. Do not get it wrong. He will correct you, you know, but he is registered as a third grader, and we are doing first grade math. So we do, you know, and a radical unschooler would slap me on the hand for talking about a grade level math curriculum. But I mean, for us, it's a mix. So I do have a mix of unschooling and interest-led learning, and then having that curriculum. For him, he's working on that first grade math, but then his science level subjects, when he gets into YouTube and the marine biology channels and the projects, is probably fifth or sixth grade.
I was going to say, he's going to know as much as probably almost the middle schooler. And in reality, realistically, when you look at any child, homeschooled or not, none of them that are in fourth grade or on fourth grade level in every single subject. You know, they're going
to have to be if they're in public.
They're going to have ups and downs, you know,
right,
in places that they're working on and things they're ahead in. I mean, that's everybody. But and we're in the same spot. You know, mine are all over the place. When someone asks what grade they're in, they're like, what?
Well, and my kids know what grade they're in.
Awkward.
But I'm like, don't be that homeschooler. Say your grade. You know the grade that we're legally registered as.
Well, I mean, last night we were at a STEM event over at TTU, and somebody asked what grade Angelique was in, and she was like, kindergarten.
She's like, what?
Which, like, by age, you know, she's in second grade, but I had her.
She's small enough. She could pass for kindergarten.
Well, she could pass for five. You know, she's tiny, even though she's seven. And, you know, I have had her in first grade last year, and I left her there as far as, you know, registering with our umbrella this year. I didn't move her up to second. But it all depends on what you're asking either of them about, really.
You're listening to the Modern Homeschool Podcast from the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center. Hints and Oakley Family Dentistry on West Jackson Street now offers Zoom teeth whitening. This is Shannon Hayes on the Modern Homeschool, and I'm here talking with my friend Amber Jones. We are talking about unschooling today, which is interest-led learning by your children. So tell me right now, Amber, what are your girls most interested in?
Well, for the past 2 years, the older one, she's 11, has been really interested in anything biology related, which that's what my degree's in, is zoology. So we're big on animals at my house. We own an entire zoo pretty much. So that's lots of fun. She loves animals, but her big thing is bats. So she's been into bats. We go to the library and she picks what she wants. You know, she, can I borrow the Google bar? Is what she'll say. You know, the Google bar widget on your phone.
Oh,
can I borrow?
To search for a book.
Yeah. Or like pictures or videos, just anything to absorb more and more information.
It's all about bats.
Everything's about bats, pretty much. And she actually, that's where being part of the community all the time has it gives benefits when you homeschool, and definitely when you're unschooling and it's interest led like that. We go to a place where I pay a bill, and there's actually a guy in there that dated a woman who her job is to go into caves and weld and block things off. So he knows about bats, and he's into science, and he tells her what she needs to know to do what she needs to do. And he goes, you know, you do need the math. So she knows she needs to work on that. So, but she's into the biology thing and wants to do bat stuff and go into caves and help animals. And then her dad works at a company that sells gas and welding tools, and he actually knows this woman that the guy dated. And so True has become,
what a small world,
through her dad, friends with this woman that welds and saves bats, who now has offered her basically a little kid's version of an internship to take her into caves, teach her how to weld these to help the animals. You don't get that in a brick and mortar school.
That's amazing. Listen, I've been homeschooling for years. I've met a lot of homeschoolers, and I actually know you in real life and didn't know that story. And I'm over here amazed about it. Those are the opportunities that you just stumble upon that you can't. You wouldn't have been able to do. If she was in school 8 hours a day thinking about bats, you're going to get a call from the principal and you're going to have to go in and sit down and talk about why True can't stop talking about bats in social studies class. But homeschooling and unschooling her, she's going to be 11 years old, of course, welding a cage in a cave and saving bats.
She has. Brent's worked with her. She's been learning to weld. She's welded a couple times now. So she's going to get that basic stuff down before Kristen takes her. But she's going to take her and show her what she does.
That's amazing. I feel like a slacker now. I'm going to have to get Tate some scuba diving lessons. I did tell him.
See, that's how that it could morph into that, though.
It really can.
If they can spend their whole life building up to what they're interested in instead of waiting until, oh, I got to pick a college major.
And now what do I like? Because I've only been studying these five subjects for 13 years.
Exactly.
So, but with Tate, it really does help because he is so obsessed with whales and he's talking about them. He's really obsessed with getting swallowed by whales. Right now, currently, I'm going to blame Pinocchio and Jonah for this, but he's obsessed with getting swallowed by whales. So we were having a talk about how he wanted to work with whales and maybe one would swallow him.
Well, and about what you would learn from the inside of a whale.
Oh,
though.
Don't get him started. Don't get him started. And so he wants to do all this. So I said, Tate, you know, the last 2 years I've tried to get him to do swim lessons because for safety reasons, you need to swim. And so I'm like, Tate, if you want to work with whales, you're going to have to go to swimming lessons with Miss Emily this year. He said, okay.
Okay.
So now we're going to take swimming lessons. So that's
because
how
it is interest based. That's where they're at. That's what they want to learn.
This is the story of how I conned my kid into swim lessons. I let him wait until he was interested in something that led him to it. And so, I mean, obviously you can't do this with everything. I can't wait until my children are interested in eating, you know, or which is every 15 minutes. Another glory of homeschool is they can have first and second breakfast and first and second lunch and then be hungry at 3 o'clock. But, you know, you...
Like,
most things,
me.
No, it's come over. There's always food. I'm a short order cook in my spare time. So, but when you let the kids learn based on their interests, they're going to learn. They're not just going to sit there and be lumps on a log, learning nothing and being a concern to everyone.
Which radical unschoolers, that's all they do. That's everything. They give them the opportunities to pull what they want from it, and they just put it in front of them and let them take it. And I'm more of a... I do that, but with guidance. I mean, because I do feel like there are certain things that you have to learn, even if you don't like math. We're gonna have to
know
learn
some
it
math.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. That's I'm unschooling, but with the guidance.
Yeah, that's I'm definitely not a radical unschooler. With our umbrella school, they require a certain ACT score to graduate, and they require certain scores on the subsections. So the first. My child was in ninth grade. She took her first attempt at the ACT and she made 1 point lower on the math subsection than she needed. Everything else, she was higher. So she goes back after having all three of those math classes. She goes back to take it this past month. She got the one point that she needed, skin of her teeth. Everything else she came up 18 points in.
Really?
All of the stuff that she's interested in. Well, because she hadn't even started high school when she did the first. So that just shows that she learned all of that math. She did all of that math. She got the grades in all of that math. And she didn't retain all of that math. So, but she had to do it. So for us, it's like, well, you got to jump through that math hoop because I want that diploma for them. No, if they didn't have to have that, I can't say that I would be as strict with it.
I'm going to go ahead and probably just assume radical unschoolers probably don't do anything that looks like testing. And I don't do testing at all.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the people I know that are homeschoolers probably do a lot that looks like unschooling, and they don't even realize
it. They don't realize it. I've talked to a lot of people. I'm like, so basically.
That's just the beauty of homeschooling, though, is that they can. They have the time to focus on interest, and the interest can be learning just all over the place. The kids love going to the STEM Center when they do, you know, those open events, and they do like two every semester.
So that's the, is it Millard Oakley?
Yeah.
Millard Oakley, yeah. STEM Center at TTU. If you have kids that are homeschooling or even public school kids that love STEM, science, tech, engineering, math, they have amazing programs there every month. Look them up on Facebook. Amber, I want to thank you for coming in and talking to me today about unschooling, and I'll see you on Monday.
Go up.
You've been listening to The Modern Homeschool. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.